Hey, I'm Kara Brothers, and thank you so much for joining us on Positive Profit. We have a series happening called Meet the Baker, where I'm going to introduce you to some of the bakers that we have in our Dog Treat Facebook group.
Hey, baker, do you want to launch your own dog treat business and make money for your family? Are you discouraged with just giving your dog treats away to friends and family instead of having booming online sales? Do you want to be home more to bake treats and make money selling them online, but you keep telling yourself that you don't know enough healthy dog treat recipes or even have the business or Instagram know-how to make it all happen? Girl, I hear you. In this podcast, you'll find natural dog treat recipes and the secrets to launching your own dog treat business and tips for growing a successful dog treat business. Hi, my name is Kara Brothers, and I learned how to make and sell healthy dog treats that customers want to buy and dogs love. And I started my very own successful dog treat business. Want to know how I did it? Give your dog a treat, grab one for yourself, and let's dig in.
The first baker that we have is Justine. Hi, Justine.
Hi.
Gosh, thanks for joining me on Positive Profit. I'm excited to be able to get to know you a little bit more about you and to have our audience know about you. And if I'm not mistaken, you are actually one of the founding members of the Dog Treat Baker Facebook group.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I'm thrilled.
Yeah. And we just celebrated our 1 year birthday. Can you believe that one year ago?
I can't. I know. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah. When you're making dog treats, making all them sales.
But yeah. Right.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Yeah. We are Zeke's Barkery. And I started making treats a long time ago. I think it was about 2013. It was just playing around a little bit. And my boy Zeke, he's my soul dog. And he basically stood there the entire time I was baking, drooling all over his paws. But he really liked the treats. And there was really no intention behind them other than make some fun treats. And I bagged them up and I shared them with coworkers, got a lot of good feedback. But from there, nothing really happened. Fast forward to May of 2021, we had actually gotten some very sad news that Zeke had bone cancer. So it was one of those things of, all right, let's spoil, not that he wasn't spoiled already, but let's spoil this guy until the very end. He had crossed Rainbow Bridge, and I was just racking my brain of, what do I want to do? I need to honor this dog. He was my first, my dog. I've always had family dogs, but that was my boy. And so I was just trying to think of different things to do. And then I started getting some emails, like some of those weird work from home, this and that. And I just happened to see one about dog treats. And I was like, I used to do that. This is interesting. I think I'm going to look into this a little bit. And from there, I was doing some research and I ended up signing up for a course because I had no idea just how much was involved with the whole process that you have to get your treats licensed by the Department of Agriculture, all that good stuff. And so I love to bake. My daughter, who's going to be turning 8, she also loves to bake. And I thought, what a fun thing for us to do. And what a good way to honor Zeke, because his spirit and his energy was just so big that I was like, I can't just let this go away. And Zeke's Barkery was born in July of 2022. So we got the business established, and then I started going through the process with the Department of Agriculture. A lot of research, a lot of reading about all the rules and regulations. And I was in contact with them as well, but it sounds like the person that was in charge, somebody else was backfilling. So it was a lot of back and forth just to make sure, were my labels correct? What do I have to put on that? What do I need to be? Do I need to be insured? Just all of that stuff. But just work through the process, and here we are now. And it's been a lot of fun.
Wow. It sounds like Zeke was really pulling on your heartstrings when you saw that course to say, hey, this would be a cool thing to do. And it's neat that you have that inspiration. And you've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, yeah, we celebrated our year in July, and Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And look forward to doing more.
Awesome. I do have a question when you mentioned about the hoops, basically, that you had to jump through to get your treats registered in your state and everything. What state do you live in? And can you tell me what the process was like for you? Because I live in California. We don't go through our Department of Agriculture. In fact, we go through the Department of Health, the Food and Drug Branch. And so our process is a little bit different. And I'm very familiar with what I had to do because as you pour your it's blood, sweat, and tears going into that whole lengthy process. So I know my process pretty well, but let me hear what it was like for you and what you had to do in your state.
Yeah. So I'm in Michigan, and one of the good things, and I think in California, you guys actually need a commercial kitchen, which thankfully we don't here. We can do everything from home. So it was one thing I'm like, okay, we don't have to worry about that hoop. But it was more just researching, and the folks there they're so nice, and they answer every question that I had. I would send them samples of my labels, and then they'd come back with critiques of it, of, hey, this is what you should do here. This is some language you should use instead of this. And so there was just some back and forth with emails, but we got it to the point where the label was good to go. And yeah, we were able to get our license from there. I think the process took a little bit because the person that was in charge was out on a leave. And so somebody was stepping in. So it took a little bit longer than probably the person not on leave. Probably would have been a little bit quicker, but we got there. My biggest thing was just making sure I had all of that situated before our first craft fair. So that was my big thing.
Yeah, your push, huh, to get it ready.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like the registration process was basically just about creating your label and having that label conform to their standards with what needs to be on the label and the placement, right?
Yeah. And I think the language itself and all of the regulations, that's really intimidating. But to actually talk to a person was a much easier process. So I would just say, don't let it intimidate you. Get with the people that actually understand the regulations and know, because they can really break it down for you. Because I overthink everything. And so just reading through that, I'm like, what does that mean? Where they were able to be like, no, this is what you need to do. This is what we look for. It's like,
I had that same experience where when you start diving into it, you uncover this mountain of information from all these different sources too. And it seems overwhelming, but if you can, just like you said, if you can make a contact in the Department of Agriculture or wherever, if you can make that contact to say, okay, out of all of this is actually what you need, it's so much easier. So yeah, it sounds like that really worked out for you.
Yeah. And I always say, take what you get from the internet with a grain of salt too. You have people telling you, well, do this, do that, but are they even in your state? You should really be focusing in on your own state to make sure you're following their rules. And who better to tell you than the ones that are actually in the state process?
That cannot be overemphasized enough, because I got started much like you. I saw a course on the internet. I used to have my own cupcake business, and I really loved baking and loved working with my hands and just loved the whole aspect of being in the kitchen. And I saw this and went, I think I'm going to do it. That sounds like right up my alley. And then it wasn't until that I got partway into the course, I realized I'm different from a lot of other people. And the fact that I live in California and our rules are different, right? We need a commercial kitchen and some other things. And there was differing information, not just from the internet, but also from that particular group that had a Facebook group and from the course creator that, hey, some people have found out how to bake from home in California. And I can emphatically tell you that is against the law.
Yeah.
It is. It just
is. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So don't take what you see on the internet for the 100% gospel. It's always best to find out from the source that's going to be monitoring you, giving you your license, that can enforce all of these things. Mm-hmm. That's really who you need to to make sure you dot all the I's and cross all the T's with. Let's talk about some of the treats that you make. And I want to know, what's your lineup? What kinds of things do you make and what's your favorite?
Oh boy, I make so many different things. And part of my problem starting out was I had so many different recipes and thought that I needed to have something for everybody. And that became a little bit overwhelming. I would say starting out even just with a peanut butter recipe, because it is so versatile. You can do so many things, whether you're doing a bone cutout, you could do stamp cookies, you can ice them, so many different things. So definitely peanut butter. Pretzels are always really fun. I don't know if anybody else likes them, but I like twisting them up. I think they're a lot of fun. K-pops always get... I tend to trick people at events, because I'll have... Oh my gosh. Kids will run up with their dollars and they're like, oh mom, I want a cake pop. And I'm like, you can eat one. It's all safe for humans. But I'm like, they're actually for dogs. And they look and their money, they're looking at the cake pop, and the parents like, maybe we can get that for our dog at home. And I'm like, great, let's do that. But I always tend to sell out of those, because people are like, whoa, that's really cool. And one of my favorite things and one of my best investments was a bakery case. Oh my goodness, that was such a game changer. Because I was seeing pictures of other people that had these bakery cases. I'm like, I think I need to get one. It's one thing to package up all the treats, but the bakery case, oh my goodness. The first event that I had one of those, it was amazing. People came up, and it's just, there's something about picking out that special treat for their dog. And it's just so cute. And I've had dogs jump up at the table and they're looking at the bakery case. And I'm like, I love it so much. And I like to fill it with all kinds of things. And I tend to chew the yogurt chips and then the carob as well. I don't really dabble too much in like the different colors and whatnot, because our branding is basically the black and white, the logo that we have. And so I feel like even the treats kind of. And so if I do any kind of icing, it's usually going to be those types of things. But I'll fill it with donuts, I'll have cupcakes, I'll have sweet potato waffles in there. I usually do like a big bone, because sometimes people are like, they want to test the waters a little bit. They don't want to buy a big bag of treats just yet, but they want to buy, I'll usually have a 4-inch bone that's in there, and I have different flavors. You got your peanut butter, cheese, bacon. I started doing pizza slices. I have a pizza flavored treat, and that's a lot of fun. Pizza cookie cutter, and it's just things that draw the eye, and it makes people do a double take. And I've had people walk up to going, oh, cool. And they're like, oh, wait, this is for dogs.
All the time. All the time.
Trickery is so yes. much fun. But,
yes, you know, it is.
That trying to be pink, it's just a lot of fun. And
yep.
But it definitely draws them. It draws them in. And yeah, they get to pick out their special item. And I've had repeat customers. They're like, oh, I saw that you were going to be here. I wanted to make sure that I made my way over to your table. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes my heart so full. You know, that we've got our picture of Zeke front and center on the table too. And I get to share his story and the things that he liked. And of course they take their phones out and they show me their pictures of their dog. She's like, do you want to see a picture? And I'm like, yeah, of course I want to see your dog. So yeah, that's been a lot of fun. So we've done a lot of different treats, but it's really weird. I've done so many events and I've had people ask, what is your top seller? And I go, it's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so different that it's really hard to say. I might sell more pumpkin in the fall, whereas in the spring, nobody's really thinking about pumpkin. So I've learned to bring so many of those. But like the cake pops, I know to bring those because I always sell out of them. So it's just trying to figure out, just a fun game of, okay, what did I bring? What are the people that want for their dogs? Yeah, so that's been a lot of fun.
You can get so much from events, from doing events. They're a lot of work. Just packing your car, right? You look like you're traveling who knows where, but
yeah.
packing up your car. The back is looking like Jenga. You know where every mm-hmm. single thing goes.
Oh, yeah.
And then you set it all up and you get everything nicely placed. And I know how it is, right? You're in the teardown, but it's so worth it. You gain so much. You understand like what the market is, even different times of year and different markets you might be at. You understand what that demand is like. And it is so fun. Man, we have a pastry case too. And the pastry case is the center focal point of our whole display. And you're right. Picking out that special treat is so fun. And I love tricking people as well. It's so much fun, like with doggy donuts or the canine Oli to look like cannoli. And you're right. People come in there and they're like, especially kids, mommy, like, oh, no. But your dog will like them better. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
like
a lot
they're safe, but you know.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So your pizza flavor treat, I am so interested. How do you flavor it? Like pizza, is it a certain cheese you use or?
So I generally will put Parmesan cheese mm-hmm. in there. And that's actually the only cheese that I use. There's some other like pizza spices. They're in such small quantities too. That we put in there and you think about a whole batch and obviously want something that's going to be safe for the dogs. And so everything is doggy safe.
It sounds so unique. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
How- my puppy's here too.
Oh my gosh. Everyone's there.
And then this is Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. I'm Kara. Nice to meet you.
She's trying to say her birthday's next Thursday. She's a leap year baby.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Happy almost birthday. Yeah,
super special birthday. I did a little bit. it's over when it's over. So
I only have a few more questions, Ruby.
Yeah.
And then I'll send her back out to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Ruby, can you close the door? Oh, here she comes.
I love it.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was going to happen. You see a little nose just over here, too.
Of course. Of
she's
course.
My helper.
What so Ruby helps you with the business with the treats?
She likes to help roll out the dough. It's always fun to stamp the cookies and cut them out. She does get bored pretty quickly, so it ends up being me, but at least she likes helping to do icing, and she's a huge help at events. She's been to every single event, and we've done quite a few of them.
Wow.
And she's just such a great helper. She's there. She's talking with everybody. She's such a little sales girl. Uh-huh. And she likes to help. We have like our little paw tongs that we'll use to get some mm-hmm. in the bakery case. And it's so funny because someone will go, oh, can I get that bone right there? And she'll look at them and go, you wanted two of those, right? And so she's like upselling people. And I'm like, all right, girl. You know?
Hey.
Yeah, so she likes to help with the money. And so I just think it's such a good experience for her too.
Oh, yeah.
All of that. And yeah, she has a blast. So,
and she's learning a lot of great skills. She's going to be far and away above other people in that area.
Yeah. Take over the family business.
Absolutely. Future entrepreneur. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Tell me about where you sell. It sounds like you're doing markets. Are you in stores? Are you doing wholesale? Or do people like DM you on your Instagram? Or how are you selling these things?
Yeah. So a lot of what we do is craft fairs. And mm-hmm. I've learned through, especially getting through that first year, I remember I'd have people come to the table like, oh, I have this event coming up. I'm going to take your card and this is what we're going to do. And I was like, my gosh, I feel so honored. You want me at the event? Just being part of some other groups too, the vendor events, trying to stick to some of those bigger names that are out there that have been around for a while. Because you obviously, that's a lot of work to put in and you want to make sure that you're going to get as much of each. Mm-hmm. So that's mainly what we've been doing. I do get orders from our site or you have coworkers. Hey, yeah. So-and-so's birthday's coming up. Or, mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll have people, I just say, oh, it's easier to track too if they just put it through the website. And then that way I give them a code that we can do local pay. Just so they're not getting charged for like the shipping fee or anything like that. But I would say the majority of the sales have come from the vendor events.
Okay.
I'd like to get into wholesale. That's on my list of things that I'd like to do because it would be great to get my treats out there for others to enjoy.
Treats to the masses.
Yes.
Yes.
I would love to do that.
For your website, do you go through Shopify or where do you have who hosts your website?
So I use it through Square, which is really nice because I've tried setting up websites before, but I'm a very patient person, but I don't have the patience to set up the website because I'm normally a person that I have to research everything and everything has to be perfect before I'll even take the leap to do anything. This was one that I jumped in with both feet and I was like, you know what? We're going to do this. We're going to make mistakes along the way, but we're going to learn from it and it's going to be great. So I didn't have the patience to actually go through a website. So I do use Square just because it is I use the free version because trying to keep costs as low as possible. And there's so much you can do even with the free version. And it's nice because I do have the little Square device when I'm at events. So all my sales, everything gets tracked. And so it's so much easier to be able to track everything that way. Maybe someday I'll have an actual website. I do have the domain. That's
great.
I have it ready to go when I do have the time to expand on that. But it was more just making sure we got out there. And I didn't want that to stop me from moving forward with this. I didn't want
good for you.
Yeah, because I would honestly just sit on that and be like, oh my gosh, the website isn't ready. And it's, nope, you don't have time for this.
Yeah.
You gotta keep moving.
So it's a real easy, like, plug and play kind of thing?
They do have some tutorials, but it seemed like it was pretty easy to go through. I took an evening and I just started uploading pictures and putting in descriptions. And you really get a feel when you start adding your items. It becomes repetitive. And so it was like, yes, okay, I know where to put that. I know where to put that. So I feel like Square, if you're just starting out, I would say that's probably one of the easier ones. And it's really not going to cost you really anything.
Yeah. Free is amazing.
I know.
I see our time is running out for this call, but I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And I want to shout out your social media. You can find Justine with Zeke's Barkery. Her Instagram is at Zeke's Barkery. She has a TikTok, Zeke's Barkery. Yep. And also a Facebook page as well. And we'll have all the links to her good stuff in the description. Thanks so much for coming on for Meet the Baker. If you're not part of the Dog Treat Baker Facebook group, come join us.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's so exciting.